Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Bomb threats were emailed to multiple Jewish community centers around New York State. No actual bombs were found as far as we know, but these threats are not being shrugged off, especially not by Governor Cuomo, as Glenn Schuck reports from the governor's office on the east side.
Governor Cuomo was already in Albany Sunday when he took to social media to announce as many as 18 Jewish community centers receiving these email threats throughout the morning on Sunday. The JCC in Albany, in fact, one of them, and was evacuated. The governor raced over there and spoke after police investigated and gave the all clear.
On behalf of all the good people of the state of New York, we're sorry for this unfortunate incident, and it in no way reflects how New Yorkers feel about the Jewish community.
And the governor calling these emails an act of terror, the NYPD releasing a statement saying there are no specific or credible threats to Jewish centers in the five boroughs. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, here at the governor's office in Midtown.